Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, this world is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. We are going to attempt to cover it all as the private banking cartel known as the New World Order launches offensives against every pillar of a free society. The currency, the family, private property, our health, everything under assault by these individuals in their constant seeking for complete domination over land, air, and sea, and most importantly, inside our minds. As the globalists lust after total control of the planet, total control over all thoughts and technology so that they can enjoy the life extension systems that have been developed for themselves, and so the rest of us can be damned off from it and kept from having access to it so we can then be orderly exterminated. This is the stated program and pogrom of the New World Order against free humanity, and we're going to be breaking it down today. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who has been covering probably more than anybody other than Judicial Watch with FOIA requests and inside sources, the merger of North America into the EU, will be joining us coming up in the next hour. And I also want to raise the Ottawa Citizen and other news articles where they're just calmly saying, yes, foreign troops will patrol Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. It's no big deal. And they do it where they just throw something so massive and so important right out there in the open and try to just condition us to accept it. So we'll also talk about that with Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up in the second hour today. And, you know, sometimes I go 6-8 months without having Lindsey Williams on, but lately I've been having him on almost every week in the last month because he did call it. And my crew had said they were going to work on it, but I haven't asked them if they have. Were we able to pull up the October interview with him where he predicted – we didn't predict. His source told him that in the new year the Middle East would explode and oil would go to 150 to 200 within 6 months to a year. And, of course, it's not just like you know, Lindsey called it that one time. He called it repeatedly before that. He's going to be coming on the last hour to take your phone calls, specifically Lindsey Williams coming on to take your phone calls in the third hour today. And, again, my guys and gal in there, they volunteered. I said, I don't have the staff. I said, listeners, we wrote articles about it, but you ought to go pull up from the October interview. It's on YouTube with Lindsey Williams and pull that out for us, listeners, and post it. And my crew said, no, we'll get that. So, I do want to kind of scare that up by the time that Williams comes on, because it's one thing to come on air and say he said all this. I remember him saying it. You do as well. But it's another thing to actually play it so you can hear it on record. So we're going to work on that. I just remembered that here on air as I was beginning to speak here at the start of the transmission. Now, there's a lot of issues I want to talk about in the meantime before Dr. Corsi joins us and before Lindsey Williams joins us, and one of the big ones out of the gates is the unions and what's happening in Wisconsin and what's now spreading in Michigan, people taking over the Capitol there, because so many people email me and call me and write comments, and they don't understand what I'm talking about. I mean, it's kind of like when I describe how gold and silver is a hedge against inflation. People send me emails saying, but then I'll have to cash it in for dollars later. Yeah, but your gold will keep its value, so when the dollar's devalued, when you cash the gold in, you'll get more dollars back than what it took for you to buy the gold. And people just say, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. It's the same thing with these unions. I'm going to try to break it down on the other side. It's as clear as the nose on my face, your face. I know the general audience understands, but some don't.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of March 2011. We're going to be live here, obviously, for the next 3 hours. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us on the fact that the North American Union never went away. It's being integrated by stealth, and now Obama has continued the continuity of agenda with Clinton and George W. Bush right through to Obama today, and it's in high gear. Then, of course, we have Lindsey Williams joining us. Don't forget, he did say, and we have found the clip, back from, what was it, October 20th? October 21st of last year, where he specifically, over and over again, said his source, former head of a big three oil company, said on record, to Lindsey, and Lindsey put it on record here, that it would go to $150 to $200 a barrel within 6 months to a year on Middle East crises. And the name of the video that has it all broken down from the 21st of October last year is crude oil is going to $150 to $200 a barrel. Lindsey Williams predictions, Alex Jones. And this was uploaded to Planet Earth Awaken 01 on YouTube, October 21st, 2010, the day it happened. So we're going to be playing that later when Lindsay joins us. Let me just give you a smattering of some of the news and information that's here in front of me. And then I will get specifically into the unions and what's happening on that front. But Saudi Arabia's day of rage lures record bets on $200 a barrel oil, and they're betting on that for June delivery. So that's what the majority of the bets are, is that oil is going to be $200 a barrel in June. That would make Williams' prediction of 6 months for it to be in full swing, absolute precision. Continuing, here's the London Telegraph. That was Bloomberg. Oil market braces for Saudi rage as global spare capacity wears thin. Oil hovers at around 105 right now, but futures for just in the next 2 weeks have it at about 120 or higher on average, between 114 and 122, depending on what type of crude it is and where it's being delivered from. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering. We've got a lot of news, obviously, with what's going on in Libya. You know that it's been proven that Gaddafi was not strafing crowds of unarmed people, that he did not flee to Venezuela 3 weeks ago, and he is not the missing member of the Brady Bunch or a sleaze stack from Land of the Lost. More and more people realize we're being given total fantasy out of the North African country. And that the globalists want that biggest oil supply in Africa for themselves so they can shut it down and create artificial scarcity and make even bigger profits and have a post-industrial world. In some of the other news, Obama creates indefinite detention system for prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. And if you read the executive order he signed on Monday, and major law universities, constitutional law scholars have read over the order, and I've read it as well. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. It clearly states that indefinite detention can be done to U.S. citizens. There's no court. If the Pentagon or any adjunct of the president wishes to grab a citizen, put a bag over your head, you can disappear forever and be tortured to death or put before a secret tribunal and basically executed or imprisoned for life. And so you notice we told you in Obama deception that he was not going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. Again, everything Obama says is a lie. Everything is a double cross. Everything is a fraud. Everything is a foil and a deception within a scam, within a lie, within a camouflage deceit, within a shill. Wheels within wheels, lies within lies. And so you can't listen to what they say. You've got to look at what they do, and then that's crystal. Total unity, total continuity of agenda. From the time JFK had his head blown off in 1963, and there was plenty of corruption before that, but the military-industrial complex said, look, we overthrow third-world countries, we kill whoever we want, we shoot little kids up worldwide with polio, we're black ops, we're death, we're murder, we run this country, we're foreign bank mercenaries, and we killed the president in broad daylight, and we run this country now. Now sit down and shut up. And then they came in with big government and invested your pension funds in offshore banks, and they've taken all of that in the derivatives. And they're going to take your health care, and they're going to forcibly shoot you up with cancer-filled vaccines. And they're going to give you a bunch of red, white, and blue packaging on it, and most of you are going to fall down on your knees, guzzle fluoride, inject your children, and roll over and enjoy the early death. I understand that fully. You're going to gibber and laugh like Arrested Development monkeys, Howard Stern listeners, everyone, as you go off the cliff straight into Valhalla. So knock yourselves out. As for me and my house, we know what's going on. We've been right across the board. We've studied history, and we are firing up the cadres, the powerful remnant, a lot more than 5% that our revolutionary forebears had. We got probably more like 15% to bring in the big W against the New World Order. But we realize how serious it is and that we don't have a choice. We got to go all the way for the big win And it's going to be boldness. It's going to be focus. It's going to be dedication and commitment and fearlessness and accuracy and understanding and true discernment that's going to carry us out of this. And we've got to rely and throw ourselves on the providence of God. God wants to help us, but we got to help ourselves first and show we've got the courage. You throw yourself in front of the train, you stand up against Goliath, God will guide you, ladies and gentlemen, but not until you take the field. It is not until you take the field that you will feel yourself connected literally to the energy of the universe. Once you take the field, once you step out on the plate, once you make that commitment, that Eye of the Tiger commitment, that you are going 110%, as soon as you step through that doorway, as soon as you get past your fear, you will truly be alive. And you will stop being flotsam and jetsam that can just be manipulated ad nauseum at the globalist leisure. But it takes getting rid of some of your preconceived notions and the mental symbols that you've been pre-programmed with, myself included. I constantly say our military, our government. It's not our military. Oh, our citizens are in it. Many of them good people being used, being mind controlled with a false political projection, hologram, pushed into their minds by propaganda. But it's not our military. It's not our government. We have to admit America fell a long time ago. We have to admit we've been hijacked and overtaken. The government isn't corrupt. That was a long time ago that it was corrupt. The government is completely taken over. And I use the analogy of John Carpenter's 1982 or 83, The Thing. They dig it up in the snow, crash flying saucer, Norwegians do, and the American base goes out and checks out the Norwegian base, and basically everybody's dead, but there's this deformed creature in the snow that's been partially burned. They bring it back to their base, and it thaws out and starts basically overtaking members of the Arctic Party or the Antarctic Party and absorbing them. And once it's absorbed somebody, it can perfectly mimic them. But it doesn't mean it's that person. Well, this thing doesn't even mimic our republic. It is tyranny incarnate. It follows every rule of tyranny. It announces itself as brazen tyranny because the psychological warfare chiefs made the decision to hide it in plain view and to not try to shield it anymore because they want to go full bore, so they need to break our will and condition us and push the envelope so we accept it. So we're here. We're here right now. We're going into very deep tyranny. We know exactly where this leads. We have the historical roadmap. We have the globalist's own statements about where they're taking us, and it's hellish. And our government's gone. It's not corrupt. I mean, it is corrupt, but that's not enough of a word. It's fully unconstitutional. It's fully illegitimate. It's fully criminal. And the few good apples in the rotten barrel, like Ron Paul, are demonized ad infinitum by the liberal media, the conservative media. They're ignored. As they enter the election cycle, the media won't even report that he won the straw poll. I hear so-called conservative radio news every day talking about Republican leading contenders, never mentioning Ron Paul. And again, that's just one example of how they enjoy. Most of these people in the media love selling out. They don't even have to be given orders. They just know to sell out and play the party line, and they feel like winners sitting there nesting in their IRN, radio news and in their Fox News and the rest of it, getting off on the power of deceiving by omission, getting off on keeping people from real solutions. They like it. They enjoy it like a moth thinks it's winning when it flies into a flame. All right. I'm going to continue with a smattering of some of the other headlines here, and then I'm going to get into the 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's a very simple equation. I don't know how to put it more simple, but I'm going to try to really put it out simply the good guys and the bad guys in this whole union situation that we predicted.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Destruction and pain and humiliation and starving men, women, and children. Famine. Ghettos. Bioweapons. Genetically engineered food. Poison planet. An elite on an incredible power trip who have at their fingertips technology 30 to 50 years advanced of what we even know. That's why they're so arrogant. A public under narcissistic mind control being reduced down to the level of demonic five-year-olds, unable to critically think, reveling in their own ignorance and servitude, grown men acting like gibbering monkeys, women acting like nothing but debased whores. Well, we're going to be breaking down International Women's Day, how much the UN cares about women. And women kind of look at the surface of it and go, go girl, girls team. Yeah, girls team. The truth is there are no women, there are no men. There is Homo sapiens sapien, the combined grouping. And when they attack a woman or a man, they attack us all. We're under attack. The New World Order isn't an empire that just attacks countries. It attacks the individual. It attacks language. It attacks speech. It attacks intelligence. Because it is an extermination system. It is a full spectrum dominance death machine unleashed. And we're only in the middle phases of its unfolding system of total grid control. When the grid is completed and we're approaching that point, then the rollout exterminations will begin through controlled bioweapon releases that will be blamed on accidents, but also on terrorists. The tens of thousands that die in the first waves will be used as martyrs to set up highly controlled biocontainment grids over cities, integrated with the carbon tax control grids as another overlay pretext for total surveillance. Then, a few years after those grids have been put in, mass plagues will hit, killing hundreds of millions. Then even greater controls will be put in place. Then the super mega death. They intend to release a bioweapon and probably only keep 5,000-10,000 people alive. They tell their minions and acolytes that 20% will be left alive. That's in the official UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996, Club of Rome statements. You hear the Ted Turner statements, the Jacques Cousteau statements, because the government minions and bureaucrats and power-tripping computer company owners, you know, they think they're going to be on the inside. So they say, for the outer masses that are into the control freak religion of talking about killing the unwashed masses, they say 80% kill. But when you get into actual academic circles, they say 95%, and that's it. Peter Singer at Princeton, Dr. Pianca, UT, every university, they run all the major departments. They always publish books. Rockefeller Foundation or UN saying we need global police state to carry out the extermination. And then the true acolytes say, I am not worthy. I am a professor, Dr. Pianca. I am ready to die with my family. Soon the airborne Ebola will be among us. And then his graduate students send me threatening letters, and I Google their name, and it's them in white lab coats in U.S. government bioweapons facilities. Hardcore savage death machines, ready to kill you and your family, and they can't wait. And they think you're too weak to understand their attack profile. I've given it all to you, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me, police officers, military, all of you. They're going to murder all of us dead under the hammer. You better come in and join the Republic for the big win, and we need to deal with these people immediately and build the bases and go off world, and there can be a trillion humans. We don't have to act like this and let a bunch of degenerate scum run our lives. I've had it. Wake up! I demand you break your conditioning! Because when you get into their higher level literature, they say humans are a parasite, period, and they're going to kill everybody except for the chosen few that merge with machines. They hate creation. They hate the natural order. They hate the family. These are sickos. Look at the tropism of tyranny, how it's always black uniforms, torture, death, burning cities. That's what tyranny manifests, these psychopaths that get control in the last 6,000 years of known civilization. Now, you project that forward with a high-tech overlay and all the systems they've got. What does that spell? Hellraiser-type situation. Now, you have been warned, but I'm sick and tired of people's weakness. You're strong enough out there, if you're conscious of the mind control, to break your conditioning. Now, you've still got human instincts that took our species this far. And at a tribal, instinctive, spiritual level, you know you're hearing 100% truth. You know that I am here, literally the spirit of your ancestors, speaking to the spirit of your ancestors right now and demanding that you break your conditioning and that you join humanity for all of our ancestors that fought and sacrificed and bled for us to be here today, and that we now make them proud in the universe, and that justice bends towards the truth, and we're going to win.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. You heard some of my frustration come through earlier. This nightmare doesn't have to happen if we'll just get our survival instincts back and realize that we're under assault. I mean, if your neighbor came over and slapped you in the face, a neighbor you've known 10 years, you'd punch him in the nose. But the globalists steal your money, try to take your kids away from you, brainwash them, poison your food, your water, and then run around with as a bunch of authority figures with cops standing behind them. With like ancient, you know, monkey suits on. I mean, that's what chiefs wear, big ribbons and crowns to impress people. Government wear these jackets with all these markings on it. Just a bunch of primitive monkey behavior. And then we bow down to these criminals who were just running all over us. I've had it. I'm done. And I'm tired of just one-dimensional, moronic thinking and people not understanding. It's very frustrating. Now, hit some more of the news that's percolating out there, and then I want to break down simply and succinctly. I'm going to try it again because some didn't understand why I'm angry at not just the governor of Wisconsin, but also people like Michael Moore. Because, see, folks are like, but the media says we got to choose a side. We got to choose Republican or Democrat. We got to choose liberal or conservative. We got to choose union or the governor. No, no, that's only one part of the larger equation. Stop letting them set the parameters. Have you heard Get Outside the Box? The globalists are all about putting you in smaller and smaller boxes and what's comfortable to talk about and what's comfortable to debate. I mean, I see people all the time at restaurants or places having political discussions, and they always discuss the most mindless political things and find things they agree on and then sit there and agree with each other. And it's always some mindless pap, you know, some talking point that's been put out for years that they're repeating and feeling like they're big, smart political insiders discussing a baseball game or something. Hey, you're not in the baseball team. You're not making the $10 million a year, and you're not in the political process. You're discussing it because that political process is rigged. The only way to be really involved politically is to know how the game really works. Okay, but you are obsessed and watching projections on the cave wall. I go back to Plato's The Cave allegory. Okay, go up top. See the real world, folks. Not a projection where you're chained up in a cave watching puppet shows, okay? That's what I'm telling you here. There's a whole universe, a whole world going on. And we allow the control freaks who know how humans operate, but instead of using that information to further empower people, they don't like that. They don't enjoy seeing people enlightened and awakening. They like knowing your weaknesses. They like pushing your buttons. They like pulling your chain. It's to the power of infinity. We all work with people, know people who play high school mind games. And you'll always notice more successful people are just about business and don't really play the mind games. But a lot of times you just kind of put up with it because people can't help it. Most people that play little mind games aren't even aware they're doing it. And I guess we all do it to some extent. But the globalists consciously play mind games with people. And they enjoy punching your buttons. They enjoy deceiving you. You know what I enjoy? I enjoy seeing people wake up and routing these people. I want to see unbridled human potential. I am a fan of man. And Hollywood puts out The Devil's Advocate, where Satan incarnate is a fan of man and believes in humanity. What a lie. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Even if you don't believe in a physical galactic entity of malevolent destruction, the globalists hate beauty. Their fetishes, what they're obsessed with is ruining beautiful, innocent things. They love it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My gut, my soul, everything I am is turned against them. My entire being is focused down on them. And it's so frustrating that when you're good, but know these secrets, you see how worm-like and weak they are, and then you watch the world and people that are unconscious selling their souls, their name, everything they are for ashes, for things that don't matter at the end of the day. And none of us are perfect. All of us fall into that trap. Look at the Charlie Sheen situation. Charlie Sheen, 6.5 years ago, calls me. I'm talking to him 3 or 4 months. He comes on air for 9/11 Truth in early 2006. He gets a lot of attention to it because he was well-spoken, but also his baggage made the media attack him on it, which actually backfired on them, and they realized it was backfiring, so it went from the biggest news story to nothing overnight. Then I become his friend. He's clean. He's married. He's not involved in drugs. Then he goes off the rails. Like a drowning man, he says, come out and see me. I need help. I go out there. He's off drugs, getting clean, but in the manic phase. I get him on the air to say, hey, let's talk about how you're off drugs, and it's positive. And then I let him do what he did on air, when in hindsight, I should have stopped it probably. And right after it happened, I said, well, you better apologize and back off of this. I said, they're going to fire you. And he said, well, I don't care if they do, but I don't think they will. And I said, yeah, they are, man. Because they can't have you basically standing up against him. And maybe he's right in what he's doing, but now under the stress and the people he's got around him, the yes men, Charlie doesn't want people right now around him who'll sit there and argue with him. But I don't sit there and judge Charlie. He is a human like all of us. Did he kill a million Iraqis? Is he involved using information to abuse and control people? No. At his heart, he's a good, gentlemanly guy. Everybody that knows him has said that. At his core, he's a good man. But is he lost? Is he the prodigal son? Is he going to come back? Maybe not. But I got to know Charlie and like him as the person. But then I can see the power of that Hollywood image that the globalists use, all those other Hollywood people, to push their agendas on the population. Think what would happen if we had a rebellion of the Hollywood people in that corrupt, decadent system against the New World Order. It could totally turn the tide against the globalists. And that's why they do surveil the Hollywood people. That's why they are using psychotronic weapons on them. That's why they are slipping them Mickeys. So many Hollywood stars are murdered for the insurance money or murdered by their managers. It is a hellish system they live under. And so pray for Charlie Sheen. In fact, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night. They wanted me to come on and talk about Charlie some and then some other issues, and I'm going to get into those in a moment. But, I mean, Charlie is an example of humanity and the highs and lows it can have. And I was reading the news about Charlie before I went on, and I saw Men co-star Holland Taylor defends Charlie Sheen, while U.S. television network CBS is keeping mum about Charlie Sheen. One of his co-stars has been speaking out and sharing kind words about the embattled actor. Two and a Half Men star Holland Taylor defended the actor she has worked with since the show began in 2003. Charlie was cordial and polite with all of the cast, all of his castmates and crew, sometimes even courtly. And that's how he is, unbelievably generous and polite and gentlemanly and, you know, giving homeless people $1,000 bills and giving money to charity and helping people and, you know, just incredible. But then he's also got a wild side. Charlie was cordial and polite with all the cast mates and crew, sometimes even courtly, and always witty. Yeah, very smart. I mean, you know, all of his antics on these video casts are just him being in their face, and it comes off, some of it is cartoonish. In person, he's really smart and witty. Taylor said Tuesday in an email to the Associated Press, "We watch movies at his house occasionally, warm evenings with interesting, spirited conversation. This is the guy I know. In this very sad and complicated time, I really have no comment," she continued, "beyond valuing my own history with Charlie and my abiding affection for him." And that's pretty much what I would say. I have some frustration that he is so locked in his battle with them and his anger that he is being over the top pretty much on purpose. But it's not an act for the media wondering out there. Then I'm going to shift gears. But I just want to talk about this briefly. It's not an act, but it is. You know, basically, he's just letting himself throw it all in their face. But I don't know if there's a method to the madness. It's like he's on a treadmill. And I think the 7 months of drugs hurt him at certain levels and kind of destabilized him. And now he's in a manic phase. And I just pray to God he doesn't go back on drugs. I pray, because they are just waiting to destroy him, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is a guy who told me in his kitchen 6 years ago that he was born again Christian. And now look at him. I told him, "I'll pray for you," the other night. And he said, "What, you're going to pray to your sky god for me?" And I said, "Man, you know there's more going on, Horatio, in heaven and earth than what's in your books. Will you guys pull up the Shakespeare quote? There's more in heaven and earth than in all your books." I think it says it to Horatio. But I'm forgetting my Shakespeare because I'm still under the weather a bit. I mean, I feel God. I know God. And so the Charlie I know and love is the one that has a relationship with God. But I can't judge him now and throw him down and say, "Look at you, you're bad, you're a sinner," when I'm probably a bigger sinner in many ways, in different ways in my life. It's just incredible. I don't know what else to say on that front. I said I'd get into the Michael Moore situation, and I am going to do that. It's from Hamlet, and he's talking to Horatio. And therefore, as a stranger, give it welcome. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, that are dreamt of in your philosophy. Horatio advised against it, barge into Hamlet's conversation with Father's ghost. See, something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Man, I just can't get enough Shakespeare. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen Charlton Heston's rendition of William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar? Oh, man. Whew. Language. The power and the depth of the language. And then you hear something like Howard Stern doing flatulence jokes, and it's just, it's obscene. Not that you're shocked by flatulence jokes or shocked by the sexy devil cheerleader. Once you had it, man, you realize it's like a dirt sandwich. Quantum mechanics, space travel, gardening, family, children, adventures, rock climbing, deep sea diving, real risk taking, boxing, real things that are human, that challenge you. Not just floundering around like a 2.5-year-old that laughs if you tell them a flatulence joke. And I see grown men everywhere that I can't even communicate with, and it's almost like Idiocracy that Mike Judge put out, where the guy's, you know, 300 years in the future with a dumbed-down public that can hardly talk, and you know, he was kind of a low-grade moron in his day, but now he's the smartest guy on the planet, and he's in there talking to the judge in plain English, trying to defend himself, and the judge is going, look, he knows how to read. Look, he's a, you know, he's a wimp. And they're all, I mean, it's just like, what? And the technocrats are up there publicly saying, okay, get the system set up. We're going to go ahead and wipe these people out. And the globalists are so arrogant, they're like, Jones, you go ahead and warn them. These people are animals. We're going to wipe them out. And I'm like, you're animals too. Look at the way you live. Look at your taste. You globalists think you're going to stop killing when you've wiped us out? No. There could be two globalists in a high mountain keep 200 years from now with life extension technology through the cybernetic interfaces. You really still won't be what you originally were, so you're not really living forever, but a facsimile, a 3D hologram of who you were will go on, an abomination. And you could have, you know, those two entities, basically, you know, the two globalists left, and they would be trying to kill each other and find out where all the copies of the other were, you know, spread around the solar system, and they'd be having huge factories launching drones into deep space, running from the other to seed their consciousness, and then a trillion-year war as they run around trying to destroy the other replicant version of the other. I mean, this is what's going on. This is what they talk about. This is what's happening, not some nerd, you know, hawking over like a vampire, feeding on weak-minded people and creating a feedback loop engineered by people like Sumner Redstone to turn us into lower than animals so they can sweep us up. That's what's going on. That's what's happening in this world. They're laughing at you. They think it's funny. And it's not funny. It's not cute. Humanity is on the verge of committing suicide. That's basically what's happening. And civilizations have committed suicide many times, but this time we've got the power to commit Harry Carey, seppuku, on the entire species. And I am not going to stand by idly and just watch it happen. I'm going to throw myself 110% against this and against the phony globalist churches with 150-year-old doctrine that it's the end of the world laid down to evil. That isn't in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. That is the doctrine of the pus-filled gut of Satan, filled with the rotten little bodies of all the children it's devoured, all the souls it's gobbled up. You know, Christ always talked at about 20 different levels. The simple-minded would read it and get one meaning. Those that think they have wisdom would get another. But those that have the beginning of wisdom have the fear of God and can see the hundreds of meanings within the 20 meanings. But suffer the little children. It is better to tie a giant boulder around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest ocean than to harm one of them. Christ is talking about little children and retarded children and ignorant women and ignorant men, but he's more importantly talking about weak-minded people who are childlike. Instead of trying to build their intellect up, you use that against them. You take their little hand and you tell them you're taking them for some candy and some puppy dogs in the car, and you take them and you chain them up and you rape them for 3 weeks and you shock them and you psychically feed off their screaming and their begging and their pain, and when they finally go into a catatonic state, you strangle them. Well, that's what the globalists are doing to all of humanity, and you are damned to Hades for all eternity. And there is a spiritual force, and it's real, and I can see it, and I know you're going straight to hell. My only hope is that we can save humanity from being sucked down with you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Take a look out your window. There's a scene you ought to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you like to catch. Sandy's playing Dixie. Man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Bueller. Could be the local priest.
Oh, sometimes.
He's in the back.
Now he's in the front. Jackson. First.
Well, first he's in the background, and then he's in the front. Both eyes are looking like they're on a rabbit hunt. Nobody says this to him, not even a chief of police.
Why is that?
You know, there's some sense.
Why can't people see the evil scumbags running on all over the place, leaving their droppings everywhere, wrecking everything, gibbering and giggling and celebrating how blind everyone is, treating you like a bunch of blind, deaf children? All right, look, I said I'd get into Michael Moore, and I'm going to get into it more with Dr. Corsi coming up and get his view on it, but let me explain something. It's very simple. We're told either the governor of Wisconsin is good and the Koch brothers are good or they're bad. We're told either the unions are good and Obama's good or they're bad. Well, Obama was given four times the money by Wall Street that John McCain was. Does that mean John McCain was good? No, it means that they thought they could get further with Obama conning people than John McCain. You're like, how does that explain Michael Moore? It explains it right there. They own both sides. This SEIC group and these other organizations, in fact, I had it right here in my stack, they're all running around taking over Bank of America in places. Right target, wrong solution. And calling for higher taxes and saying our money is in there. And a few of them are even saying this is banker bailout money. But they don't then go on to point out that government can never deliver and never does deliver. If you have a total communist system, most people end up starving to death. Because then you just have the party chiefs who become the new robber barons. And then they blame the free market system for what's happening in our economy and politically. No, it's big government that has bought in to the 1,500 plus quadrillion created by the private bankers. So that's where all your pension fund money went. That's where all the investment money went. That's where the economy went. It's globalism that did this. It's the unions, many of them signing on to it. It's conservatives signing on to NAFTA and GATT. Our economy. And I explained all this yesterday. I explained it all in crystal clarity. How you have the video of the union people saying you don't have a right to your own money to the defense contractors. And the guy's like, well, I'm not sucking off the government largesse. I'm a defense contractor. What? What? I was criticizing both, saying, see, more than half the population is either on government dole, government job, government welfare, or government contracts. That is a recipe for total collapse of society. That's an economic fact. And you union people are like, more taxes, more government, get the bankers. The stinking bankers want big government. The insurance companies owned by the banks wrote the health care plan, idiots.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.